What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Think big. Think positive. Never show any sign of weakness. Always go for the throat. Buy low, sell high. Fear, that's the other guy's problem.
Biz Talk Radio is proud to bring you Investor's Edge with Gary Kaltbaum. Straight talk about you and your money. You can reach Gary now at 877-747-EDGE. That's 877-747-3343. Here is your host, Gary Kaltbaum.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. I'm Gary Kaltbaum, your host. Hey, thanks for being with us today. Glad you are here, ladies and gentlemen. Happy that you are listening. It's Friday, July 22nd. And it's 2016. And we have some, unfortunately, some late breaking news. There has been another terror attack in Munich, Germany. There's all kinds of conflicting stories on what the deal is and how many people right now. One attacker killed themselves. Looks like they're saying two are on the run. Witnesses say that inside a McDonald's, an attacker yelled out Allahu Akbar and started shooting kids. Then ran out into the street and just started shooting people. Now, another story came out that maybe, just maybe, this is the Nazi party in Germany. Nothing's been confirmed yet. We're just reporting to you what the story is, ladies and gentlemen. As you know, we've talked about it before. I don't want to get into it more than it is. If we hear anything else in the next hour, we will let you know. I believe it is now midnight in Germany. And what can I tell you? The other part of the equation is how much I was able to laugh last night. No, not at Donald Trump. Certainly not at Ivanka Trump, who I am now the biggest fan. But just what I have told you on how the media reacts to anything that is anti their people. So let me just set the stage for you. I tweeted, I told you that even before the speech, that there was going to be a mantra of the media on the speech, and it's not going to be good. Donald Trump could have played the harmonica, did not matter. They were going to put it down, they were going to blast it, they were going to rip it apart, but there's something that happened that is just more than funny. As we have told you, we believe the media is a bunch of lemmings. They follow each other. They say the same things. And as the speech was ending, I had a couple of TVs going, and they all said the same thing on different channels. And they all used the same terminology. Dark, 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 dark. And it was just so funny to watch. They are a parody of themselves. They are a caricature of themselves, the media that's out there. Now, just so you know, when Hillary Clinton does her speech, Hillary Clinton can come out and say, let me think of something she can say that's so bad. Hillary Clinton can come out and say, anybody who makes over 50 grand, where it's a 75% tax bracket, and you are going to jail if you do not pay your health insurance on time, and anybody over 6 feet, we're going to assassinate. Hillary Clinton can come out and say that in her speech, and they'll all come out and say, wow, how inspiring. Inspiring. No inspiring. No inspiring. No, it's inspiring. So just letting you know, what they were going to say was baked in the cake beforehand. It's quite laughable. And remember something, kids. I did not vote for Donald Trump. I just find it fun to make fun of these people that have no conscience except to their God of the left. What can I tell you? Now, let's get into it. First off, I would vote for Ivanka Trump before I would even consider Hillary Clinton as the on the school council. That's number one. Number two, did you watch the speech? Did you really listen closely to the speech? Because there was nothing dark about the speech. It was all about making the country great because of where we are right now. Now, let me tell you where Donald Trump said we are, because I think he listens to this show. Massive debts, massive deficits. Why is that dark to say that we're going to roll back the massive debt and deficits? It isn't. It's not. Donald Trump said he is going to defend the citizenry, whether you're black, Hispanic, white, especially the LGBTQ community. By the way, I didn't even know there was a Q on there. That he was going to defend you to the death. What's dark about that? He said that he's going to take care of the veterans that have not been taken care of, which is fact. What's dark about that? He said he wants a strong military. What's dark about that? He said he wants a much stronger economy. What's dark about that? Him and Ivanka said they want equality for all. My goodness gracious. What's dark about that? Ivanka came out and talked about women and being paid equally. What's dark about that? Nothing. Except the media is a bunch of supine lying on their backs, paws in the air, tongues wagging, sycophants. And it did not matter if Donald Trump dropped $1,000 bills on everybody last night. It would not matter. It was going to suck no matter what. The fix was in. Now, there's some things I was not thrilled with. There were some things I'm not thrilled with. There's no way you can tell a whole population or whole country you can't send anybody in here. You really can't. What you can say is, we are going to vet you much more strictly. Nothing wrong with that. Oh, by the way, he also said that we're going to be much stronger in immigration, and we're going to do it legally. What's dark about that? He said he was going to be the president of safety. What's dark about that? Nothing. Nothing. You know where the gloom and doom is, ladies and gentlemen? It's the Communist and Socialist Party. The ones that want you poor, that want you downtrodden, so they can give you a couple of checks here or there and making you believe that without them, you're nothing. That's all they do. They give you nothing. They do nothing for you. They just chant the same crap over again. These are the people that have spent trillions of dollars on poverty and homelessness throughout the years and have done nothing to fix it. Nothing. Nothing. So, I like what he had to say last night. I wish he would have said something about getting rid of the Fed, too, but he left that out. I have very little in the way of complaints. The video of it was very good, the one they did beforehand. He's a builder. And you guys get to decide whether you want the crook or a builder. And she is a crook. She's done two things in her life. Try to attain power, and through chicanery and influence peddling, make some money through a foundation, which is egregious in my world, ladies and gentlemen, because you know I do a lot philanthropically. The charities I'm involved with, if they did what the Clinton Foundation did, we'd be out of business. But they're the Clintons. So we head on to the Democratic Convention in Philadelphia this week. I believe Hillary Clinton's going to announce Tim Kaine as vice president. I don't know a lot about him. I've been reading up on him. I think he's a decent guy. I'd vote for him before Hillary. And it's going to be an interesting next 3 or 4 months. And just fun to watch the media. They're just a great comedy act. And Jon Stewart came out of his cobwebs and the woodwork to blast Fox News and Republicans and Donald Trump. Hysterical. Just hysterical to watch all this. Hysterical. Anyway, we got listen, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to say some controversial things on the market today. No, really. You better listen up. I'm Gary. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
Napa's celebrating the most important things we can think of: America, racing, and freedom, by giving you a free patriotic racing cap for spending $25 at Napa. And for every hat given away, we'll donate a dollar to the Intrepid Fallen Heroes Fund. Help us celebrate America, racing, and freedom with a free Napa patriotic racing cap. That's Napa know-how. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Offer expires 7/31/16.
U2 America TV, featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the U2 America app. America Trends with Dr. Gina covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant, delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2 America, red, white, and you.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
BizTalkRadio.com.
It's time to switch on the integrator units and get the brain cells working.
You're listening to...
Hey, this promises to be fun.
Investor's Edge.
The last bastion of quality programming.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
It doesn't get better than this.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. Before we get in the market wrap, I have one other question. What is a fantasy football person to do? Le'Veon Bell now looks like a four-game suspension for drugs. And now this Ezekiel Elliott, supposedly a major league running back for the Cowboys, first year, may or may not slap the heck out of his girlfriend and domestic violence and who knows what comes of that. Anyway, what's a fantasy football person to do? I don't know. Yeah, the important things in life. So I was in an elevator today with eight people. I counted them. And I sat there as eight out of eight did not look up, had their phone in their hand, and just played away. I'm letting you know, ladies and gentlemen, in about 30 years, all the bodies of these people are going to be bent over, hand out, and nothing in it, hunched over. And I think the kids are going to have their little hands together doing the little finger thing as they do their text with both hands. Now, that said, I realized something today. And I knew it already before, but I really come to a double realization. A triple realization, a quadruple realization. I'm going to spend a couple of hours a week trying to figure out the next category killer app. Because I got news for you. The phone, the smartphone is like your third hand now. People walk with it in their hand. They walk into walls with it. I watch people today playing Pokemon. If I tell you two people were walking in traffic, I'm not making it up. Walking in traffic. World's going nuts, ladies and gentlemen. I heard 30 million people signed up for this game. Do these people ever work? No wonder 90 million people out of work. They're playing Pokemon. Just so you know, you youngins out there that are listening to me right now, you want to get ahead in the world, keep your phone in the pocket while you're walking and pay attention to your job. Let the rest of these idiots do yourself a favor. Just pay attention to people right now. It's amazing to watch. They pay attention to nothing but the phone. By the way, if they were reading the Magna Carta or learning something, that'd be one thing. I look to see what they're doing on their phones. Ain't nothing important. I said to you a few minutes ago, I'm going to say something maybe controversial, I don't know, on the market. We'll see. Let me set the stage for you. Very simply, I told you that if the Dow and S&P break out of the 18-month trading range, I'm going to quote me, buy the crap out of the market. That's what I told you. And I got news for you. That doesn't mean it's going to work. Not at all. It does not mean it's going to work. But in my experience throughout the years, when a major index breaks out of a long trading range, it typically works for a while. That's all I'm saying. The last big breakout was 2013, the first day of the year and the first week when they got rid of the fiscal cliff. Remember that bull crap? And you had that big first day, and then the next few days things broke out, and you know what happened in 2013. Now, just so you know, at the time in 2013, guess what the bears were saying? Market's too expensive. Things are going to hell in a handbasket. Well, it's now the middle of 2016, and they're saying the same thing. And I agree that ultimately there's going to be the biggest come up in history, and I believe this is a bubble. But we love bubbles. We want to ride bubbles as far as they want to go. So we're just letting you know, first off, the breakout so far is working. Now, keep in mind, the market's only up a couple of percent since this breakout that we had. Not a big deal, right? A couple of percent. But I am letting you know, and here's the important statement. Underneath the surface, it is now starting to bubble up and starting to completely outperform the indices. And that's what we want to see. In the past, that has been indicative of a market that wants to do some good things for a while. Now, of course, we take this baby day to day. We walk in Monday, they start distributing the heck out of things. We deal with it. We're just letting you know that this week, while the market sat, we think the internals are really starting to set up for some good things going forward, regardless of the news. And part of that is earnings stink. They stink. Market doesn't care. In fact, they're buying up stinky earnings right now. And anything that comes out with good earnings is starting to get going. So please pay attention to what I am telling you as we go through the earnings season. That all said, and we'll have more to say, let's get going on today with the Friday edition of the Market Wrap. And that's brought to you by investment-models.com. That's Jim Rohrbach, one of the great market timers. No gray areas with the man. You're either in or out of the market with his proprietary indicators. Go check it out. Investment-models.com. Dun-dun-dun-dun. Dow only up 53. S&P up 9. NASDAQ 26. NASDAQ 119. Transport's a good 107 after being down 105 yesterday. Russell 2000 up 9, SOX up 4. Advanced declines, good. Up-down volume, good. New highs, yeah, they were good. A little bit better than yesterday. In the Dow today, IBM off of the... IBM, the crappiest numbers I've seen. Stock didn't want to go down. Looks like it wants to go higher, up $1.60. McDonald's up a stick. Visa, earnings down. Revenues flat. That was up a stick today. Go figure. On the downside and the down, nothing down more than a buck. Apple was down $0.75, as we told you yesterday. One of the suppliers not saying good things. We'll see. Up next, we'll go more in depth, and you'll get an idea what the heck I'm talking about. We thank you for being here. This is the one and only Investor's Edge. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, my daughter needs back-to-school supplies.
Well, Staples has everything you need at low prices every day.
Oh, fantastic. She needs more markers.
Your daughter's a budding artist?
No, a huge loser.
Well, I'm sure
she loses markers, crayons, glue.
Oh, I get it.
Right. She's just a loser, not a loser.
Back-to-school supplies are back for more. Staples has everything you need for back-to-school at low prices every day. Like 4-ounce Staples school glue for just 50 cents. Staples, make more happen.
While supplies last, ends 9/17, limit 30 in store, 10 online.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370, call 800-605-5370.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
biztalkradio.com.
You're listening to
America is Talking
Investor's Edge.
He's got to be pleased with that. The crowd is just on his feet here. He's a Cinderella boy.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
Comes highly recommended. You're going to feel better if you talk to him.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. I am not receiving anything new as of yet on this terror attack in Munich, Germany. In case you don't know, Munich is the capital of Bavaria in Germany. I think I said that right. There are witnesses saying that in the McDonald's that somebody yelled out, Allahu Akbar, shot kids dead. Walked out, started shooting again. Supposedly there's two other people. This is just what's being reported. Then somebody else said, no, I think it's a neo-Nazi. I'm thinking you take all the terrorists and the neo-Nazis, just stick them in an arena, lock the doors, and then let them go at it. I think that's probably the best move on this. Anyway, if anything shows up in the next half hour, we'll let you know, but it's getting late there, and the news is spotty, but we do know they are actively looking for other perpetrators of another heinous crime, and I guess, do I dare say this? This is going to be the norm every couple of weeks, if not even less than that. You know, these are cowards. They pick soft targets. I mean, here's a guy that walked in McDonald's and started shooting kids with two other people. One was on top of it. Looks like there was more than one. They just randomly shoot people. You know, as we told you, the guy who shot the cops shot a black cop. The guy who ran down the people in Nice, he ran down some Muslims. They don't care. And what we have to do with these people is accommodate them. If they don't value life, terrific. Let's take them out. That's all. Simple as that. Simple as that. And that's another thing I like what Trump said, that he's going to just take out ISIS. Just take them out. We could. You know, in the next week, we could cripple them beyond no return. We can cripple them. Okay. No Fox News Channel business block tomorrow. It will be a live 2 hours and covering now the Democrat convention. I'm sure terrorism and everything else that goes along with them. I'm already getting emails on what I said about the media, and you're all agreeing. Listen, I don't make this stuff up. If you went on CNN, MSNBC, and whatever else, they use the same words, dark. And by the way, who started Hillary Clinton? They just parroted what she wanted them to say, and it's laughable. It's a joke. And you know why they're able to do it? Because they think you're idiots. They think they could turn you around, turn you this, turn you that, twist you around, because they are the authority on TV. No. They're doofuses. Every one of them. They're overpaid doofuses. And they lie. And they don't care about you. They couldn't care less about you. All right. Now, part of the equation, getting back into markets, segueing back, is the breakout in the Dow and S&P occurred with a massive amount of cash built up in the coffers of mutual funds and pension funds. When I heard the number, I was like, really? Wow. 11%. 11%, that's a lot. So I think you got this combination. Plus, I think you have this combination of news is so bad, and it really is. Terror attacks, news is bad. Brexit, news is bad. Earnings, news is bad. And when I say earnings are bad, I mean they're bad. But, again, the second, the massive, unadulterated, gargantuan, monolithic, blobbish, unit, humongous printing of money, 0% interest rates, negative rates, and the outright buying up of markets by central banks. No pun intended here, trumps everything. And while we do believe that this is going to lead to an uh-oh moment, it isn't here. And what we're letting you know again, even though this little breakout is only a couple percent above, underneath the surface, we are seeing marked improvement. In the internals, in the small and the mids, and let's hope it continues. We have no preconceived notion that it'll fail Monday. We just know in the past when we've seen these big breakouts, they usually work for a while. And I hearken back, don't quote me on the year, I'm just going to mention a year here. 2004. I may or may not be getting that right. There was a time, and I think it was 04, maybe 05, I don't know. There were like 15 Dow stocks in the Dow breaking out pretty much at the same time within a day or two of each other. Guess what the Dow did? That is correct. Guess what the market did? That is correct. So we'll see what brings this time. We'll see. We'll see. And again, we have no preconceived notion about Monday except to tell you, as of now, things are working pretty damn good. I'm swiftly trying to figure. I think the breakout may have been in October of 03. I'm going to have to go back. And it worked for a good 6 months, if I'm not incorrect. Now, let's talk about a few other areas that I'm watching. Go look at the Russell 2000. Look what it's done for about the last 4-9 days. Tight as tight can be. That looks like it wants to go topside. You got me on that? Go look at the NYSE, the last 7, 8, 9 days, tight as tight can be. Looks like it wants to go topside. Just letting you know what we're seeing. That said, there's still some areas that are weaker than others, but I have to mention financials here because guess what's happening with financials? They're weaker than just about everything. But you know what they're doing now? They've rallied up and they've sat tight. We call that digesting the move. So we're just letting you know if a Goldman Sachs can break above 164, if a JP Morgan can break above, let's call it 65. If a Citigroup can break above, let's call it 45. If a Bank America breaks above 1445, I got news for you. Potentially another leg up in the financials. And that ain't going to hurt the market. So we're just letting you know what we're seeing. And then you have earnings. Microsoft, 7% sales drop, gaps up, sits tight, looks like it wants to go higher. Domino's Pizza, gaps up yesterday, good breakout, up another $4 today. GE, yeah, GE was actually down today. Oh, well. You get my point. Visa, earnings down 7%. Finishes up a stick today on volume and looks like it wants to break out of a year trading range. Starbucks. You know what happened to that today? It was gapped down $3 yesterday on its earnings and its guidance going forward. Finished up today. When bad news gets bought, that's bullish. Do I need to say that again? When bad news gets bought, that's bullish. Now, guess what? Skechers was down $7 today to 25. Those were doubly awful. Not everything's going to go. Chipotle, numbers were terrible, was up $24 today. Go figure. Up next on the Edge, more of this, that, and the other thing, and whatever. This is the one only Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
Blood pressure tends to run higher during the day and lower during nighttime sleep. However, many with high blood pressure don't exhibit this nighttime dip, a condition called non-dipping. More in today's AARP health tip after this.
At Walgreens, getting diabetes testing supplies with Medicare Part B is a walk in the park. Really? Because getting what you need is quick and easy, giving you more time for other things. There's $0 out of pocket on all major brands like One Touch and Walgreens True Metrics, and no extra paperwork. So managing diabetes becomes a stroll down easy street, or a trip to the movies, or even a day at the beach. Talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens at the corner of happy and healthy.
Zero out-of-pocket cost when billed to Medicare and full coverage supplemental insurance.
Non-dipping is a major risk factor for stroke, heart attack, and kidney disease. But studies show taking one or more of your prescribed blood pressure medications just before bedtime significantly decreases the risk. Of course, never change the timing of your medications without first consulting your doctor. For more, go to AARP.org.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068, 800-957-6068, that's 800-957-6068.
BizTalkRadio.com. You're listening to...
What are we waiting for?
Well, what are you waiting for?
One, two, ready, yeah! Go.
Investor's Edge with Gary Kaltbaugh.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. For all the updates on the breaking news out of Munich, check out Fox News Channel. Also, throughout the weekend, as they head into the Democratic Convention, Fox News Channel and Fox Business Network will be covering it soup to nuts. You'll be able to see me on the tube several times next week during the convention. I'll try to keep my... I doubt I will. Just letting you know, next week, in the Dow, 3M, Caterpillar, McDonald's, Verizon, Apple. By the way, estimates are to be $1.39 versus $1.85 on Apple. So the bar has been lowered pretty darn nicely for them to beat. And you ready for this? Sales estimates is $42 billion. Last year was $49.6 billion. Last I looked, that's about a 15% drop. Also next week, let's see if I find any more. Oh, United Tech in the Dow. Give me a sec. See if there's any more Dow stocks. I think that's about it for the Dow next week. But, oh, excuse me, Merck and ExxonMobil in the Dow will be reporting. Other reports, lots of important names. Are you ready? Texas Instruments, Masco, Reynolds American, Under Armour, Gilead Sciences, Buffalo Wild Wings, which had a good day. By the way, the restaurants had a strong day today. Linear Tech, Panera, Twitter is reporting, U.S. Steel is reporting, Altria Group reporting. Oh, Boeing in the Dow. Miss Boeing. Can't do that. Ryder, Northrop Grumman, General Dynamics. Facebook will be reporting. Estimates are 81 versus 50. Just so you know, that 81 guidance for Facebook has actually gone up throughout the quarter. Estimates, I think, went from 74 to 81. Lam Research, O'Reilly Automotive, NXP Semiconductor, Marriott, Teradyne, Xilinx, Air Products, Charter Communications, Dow Chemical. And by the way, I'm skipping over a bunch. Ford, Duncan Brands, JetBlue, MasterCard, Royal Caribbean Cruise Lines, Google and Amazon after the close together next Thursday. Google estimate of 806 versus 699. Amazon's expectation is $1.11. Baidu reporting, Waste Management's reporting, Expedia, Deckers Outdoor, Floor, FlowServe, LinkedIn. No, LinkedIn doesn't matter anymore. They're being bought out, right? And Western Digital, Winds Resorts, Anheuser-Busch. So a ton of stuff reporting next. By the way, there's another 1,000. And I'm not making a 1,000 that I didn't even mention to you. Seriously. AK Steel, Waste Connection, Ingersoll Rand, Ecolab, oops, DuPont. That's in the Dow. My bad. Got to boom and write it up. Thank you. So another big week next week, but you got our thoughts. The breakout sticks. The internals are picking up, and there's still lots of cash on the sideline. We'll put out and bad news being bought up. Not in a big way, but subtly. And for me, getting through earnings, very important. Now I'm asked, am I going to buy an IBM because it acts well with earnings down 23, revenues down? No, I'm not. I'll let it go without me. There'll be plenty of things that have good earnings that I can jump on. And again, leave no doubt, this is valuations going higher on a bubble. And that's fine. If the bubble wants to take it to 25,000 Dow, so be it. We have no preconceived notions of where and time. We have a good idea what's going on now. So just add those things up, write them down. Lots of cash, major indice breakout, throw in still a bunch of bearishness out there, internals picking up. It's a good little cocktail for you. Bad news being bought. And we'll leave it at that until or unless things change. Remember, I'm one of the people out there that thinks the end is going to be a horror show. Just like we thought in 06 and 07 about housing. But you can keep going and going based on what they're doing at central banks for a while. And that's fine and dandy with us. And I promise you one thing. When the next blow up happens, we'll see it. We'll have an idea about it. Because distribution will show up, things will start breaking down again. And we'll let you know. We're keeping fingers crossed that this will continue. Again, big news out of Munich, another terrorist attack. You can watch all of it on Fox News Channel throughout the weekend. Unfortunately, it looks like they targeted children. We're speechless. You have a great weekend. Drive carefully. And when you get home, do like we do. Simple procedure. Make sure you hug your children. Good night, all.
Thanks for joining us for another edition of Investor's Edge on the Biz Talk Radio Network. If you missed any of today's show or to get in touch with Gary Kaltbaum, please go to GaryK.com. That's GaryK.com. To reach Gary Kaltbaum at his office, call 1-888-422-5559. That's 1-888-422-5559.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. biztalkradio.com.